This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 19th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. USDA stays open. House chairs mull action on GAO findings and non-liquid gold. USDA shutdown averted. Congress clears CR. With a day to spare, Congress has managed to prevent a shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies. A continuing resolution that the House cleared yesterday afternoon ahead of an expected snowstorm keeps those departments and agencies operating until March 1, and it funds the rest of government until March 8th. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York said after his chamber approved the measure, 77-18, avoiding a shutdown is very good news for every American, especially for our veterans, our parents, our children, our farmers, our small businesses, and so many other who would have felt the sting of a government shutdown. The House passed the measure 314-108. CR further squeezes the farm bill. The new CR prolongs the fiscal 24 appropriation process until at least the first week of March, further limiting the amount of time that lawmakers have for moving a farm bill, assuming they're even going to get to that. Anything that delays the farm bill and the floor time to get a farm bill going hurts the farm bill. That the word of Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, speaking in an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers. The appropriations process is eating, quote, ever so slowly, ever so steadily into the time that would be needed and is needed for the farm bill, he said. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. House chairs mull action on USDA handling of foreign land data. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson and Oversight and Accountability Chair James Comer say they're looking into potential legislative vehicles for addressing shortfalls in USDA's tracking of foreign land ownership. A new report from the Government Accountability Office says among the things that USDA staff failed to sufficiently verify is the accuracy of foreign land ownership data, and they are slow to share that information with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. The report details a list of challenges hobbling USDA's efforts to track foreign land holdings, including a handbook that provides limited instructions on collecting information. But the Agricultural Foreign Investments Disclosure Act, which requires tracking of foreign land ownership, is built around self-reported information. To verify that information's accuracy, USDA must look at records of more than 3,000 counties and 500 sovereign tribal nations, according to USDA spokesperson Alan Rodriguez. The GAO's recommendations would require changes by Congress, starting with the funding needed to increase staff and modernize our processes, in addition to change in data collection mandates down to the county level, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. GAO prods FDA to finalize traceability rule. A new report from the GAO is urging FDA to finalize a plan for implementing a traceability rule that's designed to identify the sources of foodborne illnesses. The rule will require farms and businesses handling certain food items to maintain specific records and have a traceability plan. regulated entities are supposed to be in compliance by January 2026, but the agency has yet to finalize an implementation plan. GAO says the plan should include FDA's resource needs as well as strategies for ensuring businesses comply with the regulations. The agency also needs to detail how it's going to educate farms and other regulated entities on the requirements, GAO says. Senators urge USDA to address trade barriers around bird vaccine. South Dakota GOP Senators Mike Rounds and John Thune are calling on Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to begin the tedious work of updating trade agreements to allow poultry and egg farmers to treat their birds for highly pathogenic avian influenza, the highly contagious disease which kills between 90 and 100% of the chickens it infects, has been found in 24 commercial U.S. flocks over the last 30 days. That according to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. More than 5.4 million birds have been impacted. While the Agricultural Research Service is currently testing HPAI vaccines, trade agreements would need to be changed in order for vaccinated birds to be exported to other countries. In a letter, the senators are asking Secretary Vilsack to, quote, work proactively with U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai to resolve potential trade disputes over a vaccine. The view from the USDA? Well, Rodriguez said, quote, the decision to proceed with vaccination is complex, from vaccine development to production timelines to dissemination to flocks. There are many factors that would make implementing a vaccine strategy a challenge, and it would take time to deliver an effective vaccine. He said biosecurity remains the best defense against HPAI for the time being. Biofuel and airline group push GREET update. Sustainable aviation fuel advocates gathered on Capitol Hill yesterday with an urgent message for the Biden administration and Congress. They want to ensure that the administration meets its self-imposed deadline of March 1st to update the GREET model for calculating the carbon intensity of transportation fuels. The update is critical to determining what feedstocks will qualify for the tax subsidy. Meet the deadline, said Jennifer Orent Pilgrim, Vice President of R&D and Innovation at Marquee Energy. The tax credit ends this year, and the guidance isn't even in place. I'd love that they gave themselves a self-imposed deadline. Hopefully Congress can help us make sure that the administration follows through on meeting their own deadline. Others at the Capitol Hill event, attended by a few dozen staffers, included biofuel industry representatives Kevin Walsh of Airlines for America, the airline industry trade group. Well, here's today's He Said It. We have more liquid gold and wealth under our feet than any other nation. We have more liquid gold, oil, and gas. More liquid gold? Well, I just met non-liquid gold. You know where it was? Iowa. It's called corn. Former President Donald Trump during a campaign stop in New Hampshire this week. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 19th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.